Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, November the 25th, 2022, day after Thanksgiving. First day of the holiday season, 16 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Bob Welsh and Mike Wilson for the duration here this morning. And we have got a lot of big events going on in the next 3 hours here. As you can see, if you're watching on Facebook Live, we do have the WGH Christmas tree up and ready to go, but we will top that momentarily with the WGH Christmas Pizza Star. And we also have an ornament being added to the mix today, which should be a lot of fun. And we also have Fruit Quake Mountain Dew. The fruitcake pizza will be unveiled here this morning and tested. So a lot of stuff going. And the fruitcake song. We're going to hear the fruitcake song before it's all over.
One last thing for Thanksgiving. I was just reading an article. One side of the turkey has more feathers than the other. Do you know which side that is?
Which side is that?
The outside.
Now, you know Thanksgiving's over, right?
Well, I just had to get one last one in there.
You had to get that zinger in there.
Yeah, I would quit the Thanksgiving jokes, but I can't quit cold turkey.
Ay.
Oh, dear.
That's the last one I promise.
Comedy is crucial here this morning. Now, what do you make of the pizza, the fruitcake pizza coming up?
I'm anticipating it. It sounds really interesting.
Now, is it interesting in a good way or interesting in a bad way?
Oh, in a very good way. I love fruitcake.
Are you ready for the holiday season to kick off here with the topping of the WGH Christmas tree?
It's a privilege to be here live and in person to see this happening.
Now, Bob, tell people the origins of the topper.
Well, last year we got into making several things with fruitcakes, including the bust of Florence Harding and so forth. But then we decided we needed something to top the Christmas tree. You said you didn't have anything, and so we created a pizza crust star, proudly proclaiming WWGH.
And we have not looked at it since last year when it was put back in the pizza box. So there could be trouble, which I did not realize until a few days ago.
Well, like I said, I put a lot of shellac on that, and hopefully there is no nothing new from Mother Nature creeping in there as well.
No, but Mike brought some alarm to this by saying he thought he heard pieces.
I did. When you were handling the box a little bit ago, it sounded like there might be something.
Was it fragile, Bob?
As I recall, though, as well, since it's a little on the heavy side, and so I used a dog collar to help strap it to the tree.
I remember that.
I do recall that.
And so maybe that's the dog collar that's in there that
you
could
be. We can hope so.
Now, what happens? Let's just say happenstance that this thing is broken. Now, what do we do? Do we tape it?
I think we call the manufacturer.
Well, I don't know. I'm a little worried now because, it is the official start of the holiday season when we top the WGH Christmas tree. And if the Christmas topper comes out broken, what do we do?
We delay the whole holiday season by 1 week.
We stop the whole holiday season and say this can't happen.
Christmas will take place on December 31st instead of December 25th.
Is that how we just, the whole thing's done?
1 week late.
Fold up your trees and go back. It's over.
I'll just get some super glue and we'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, well, we could duct tape it, couldn't we? Put a little duct tape on the back of it?
Sure.
Yeah, well, that's... I didn't know it was handled with care. I did not know that
that's implied with all Christmas ornaments.
Really?
Really.
Well, this seemed heavy.
Well, heavy still breaks.
So when are we doing the unveiling?
Very soon.
Okay.
The holiday season has not officially started yet. It's coming.
Is the little bell going to go ding or something, or what?
The little bell goes ding here eventually. But it is a fruitcake morning, and for people who are just tuning in, let people know where the fruitcake pizza idea, or what's on it. I haven't even seen it. Mike's going to have to take a picture of it.
Certainly.
You got a phone camera over there?
I can do that.
Is it high quality? It's not one of those junk things, is it?
I got a better phone than I had last year when I took the picture.
Thank God.
It includes a lot of your fruitcake elements as far as candied fruits and everything, rum-soaked fruits, and to add to the pizza quality of it, since it is flat, it has a light sprinkling of Gouda cheese, real natural Gouda cheese, none of that cellulose brand, which Gouda works well with the candied fruits and everything, and so it helps, bring out the flavor.
Now, as with the pumpkin pie pizza, is this more of a dessert pizza, or is it a regular pizza?
Well, I think it's one of those that if you had a piece, you might be done eating for the day.
That bad?
Not that good. I don't know.
Oh,
that heavy. It's heavy.
It's heavy.
It is a heavy pizza.
Well, I'll tell you, let's open up on the small end here with the fruit cake. What happened to my mic there? There. Whoa.
Here.
What? The mics have gone crazy. Hello. Hello. Am I on the air still? Let's turn that around, man. Okay.
Have the feel of how heavy it is.
Oh my goodness.
What is heavy?
Is that the,
This is?
Okay. Hello. Mic test.
Testing. This mic's here.
What in the world has happened here to our microphone? Did I shut the thing off?
Hello. Well, isn't that important for a radio show to have a microphone?
It is very important to have a microphone when you're doing... Ah, there we go. We have returned. Okay, there we go. Let's...
So people didn't hear all that intelligent conversation we just went through.
What did you say, Mike? What was it over there?
It was Peabody winning.
Was it? It was knock yourself out. No, I thought we'd start small with the fruit... Tasting of the fruit quake, which is fruit cake Mountain Dew.
All right.
If it's got, are you excited about this?
If it's Mountain Dew, it can't be all bad. Being diabetic, of course.
Well, I think I'm a little bit like George the other day here. I've got such a thirst right now, I'll guzzle anything.
Whoa!
Was that me?
No, I could have been, you. Yes, Fruit Quake Mountain Dew. And the can has a bunch of, what would you say, holiday scenery on it?
Yeah.
And it's very...
We've got little pieces of fruit falling out of the sky there and hitting this house.
Now, what is it with a blast of artificial fruitcake flavor?
What I like in this picture on here is a fruitcake's actually a tire on a monster truck.
Is it? Where is that at?
Right up here in the corner.
Oh, there you go.
Well, that
it looks like a little bear there on the grill there, like they hit something coming.
Yeah, they hit a teddy bear.
Several monster trucks have used fruitcakes as... tires.
Hey now, what a waste of a good fruitcake.
All right, let's give her a shot here.
All right, we're going
in the holiday season.
Pop the top again.
All right, who's got a holiday toast for the start of the Christmas season here? Woo, that stinks.
It does have an odor, doesn't it?
God. Woo, oh dear. Well, I'm gonna
holiday toast. May you always be on Santa's nice list.
There you go. To the happy list and to your health if you survive drinking this.
I want to see your faces before I try it.
Here we go. Whoa, it's stout.
Oh, hold on.
Whoa.
Oh, quite good.
Oh, that is not good.
I like
that's
it.
That's terrible.
Oh, my goodness. That tastes so good.
That tastes like pig sweat.
How do you know what pig sweat tastes like? You've been licking pigs again.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, I spilled some.
That's Mountain Dew Fruit Quake.
It's very fruity.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Oh, that's terrible. It does taste like a fruitcake.
Artificial fruitcake.
Yeah. We can donate this to be a wheel of a tire.
Let's see what that does to my sugar. Right now it's...
Okay, Mike's going to die of a diabetic coma now.
It's at 197 right now. Let's check back in a few minutes and see what it is.
Oh, yeah. My word. That's horrible. No, I would not drink this. And it's slightly chilled.
Well, I agree with what you said earlier, goodness. Is that it's not something I would go out of my way to buy frequently.
Ooh.
Oh, and all.
Oh, it's delicious.
What is wrong with your palate?
it's all those corny jokes. He's used to.
Ooh, that's we'll save some more of that for later on. We'll just put that right over here. That's a different tasting drink.
I like it.
It does taste like fruitcake. Oddly enough,
it's how much you love fruitcake.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the full fruitcake nastiness. So thank goodness for that. Just got a touch of it.
Yeah. Now I've been, we teased earlier in the first hour what the ornament is.
And all the ornament.
And I said it was something that you've been talking about for at least 15 months or so.
15 months.
With greater increase of interest in the last 3 or 4 months.
All right.
And I don't know if any callers want to, you know, give a guess as to
what it is. Does anybody want to guess what the ornament is?
Or what its relationship is to your prior shows.
Oh, okay. What do you think this ornament is that we're going to place on the WGH Christmas tree? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Has anybody else tried this fruit quake nasty mountain? Ugh. Oh, man.
We got a caller.
Is that what that ringing is? I had no idea that's what happened. Oh, let's see if I hit the right thing. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, it's Troy. How's everybody doing?
Well, hi, Troy.
Hey. So, Mike, you might want to be careful with that sugar level now.
What? Stop that!
I don't have headphones.
Oh, my God.
I don't have headphones, so I was trying
to
use the speaker.
They're trying to deafen me. Troy, this fruitcake Mountain Dew is horrible.
Still on the quiet side.
Fruitcake Mountain Dew is definitely something you never imagined. That's for sure. Can't believe we're almost to Christmas.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Whoa!
There we go. I think people want me to be deaf.
Sorry.
Mike Wilson doing that to you just to mess with you.
We can hear you better now, though.
Oh, there's... But people are honking and turning that thing down. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Troy.
So, yeah, I'm excited. Are you planning on being at the parade tomorrow evening?
I don't know if I'll be at the parade tomorrow evening.
Yeah, it's going to be... Actually, I think it's going to be our very first nighttime parade.
Really?
Like in Marion, I think. I've never heard of Marion having a nighttime parade.
No, that's a different type of thing.
Yeah, and I'm excited about it. Now, Mike, are you planning on being there?
Actually, we're going to have a parade in Mount... Oh, no, we aren't tomorrow. I might. We'll see. I do want to ask you a question, though, Troy.
Yes.
How's Terry doing?
Oh, Terry?
Yeah.
She's taking it easy.
Okay.
Now, you want to tell her? Mike Wilson says hi. She says, Terry, hi.
And have you set that date yet?
No, we haven't. Right now, we're just playing it by ear, just, you know, everything going on. We're concerned with Social Security matters.
Okay.
And that's a big issue there, because I heard sometime here in the near future they're supposed to change their policies, but I haven't heard whether that's ever happened or not.
Hey, Troy, what's the ornament?
Say that again?
What ornament are we putting on the WGH Christmas tree? What do you think it is?
Let's see. Let me look one more time. I think like a bulb? Maybe a regular
bulb? It's going to be a bulb.
It's in a box.
You're getting warmer.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, see, it's really glare. There's a big glare off the box that's hard to see.
Well, you can't read it on the box. I'm just saying it's about this size. But the subject matter of what's in here.
Let's see. I'm not sure. That's a good question.
That's why I'm here, Troy. Ask the good questions.
So, yeah, I'm so excited that... we're already into the Christmas
season. Oh, no, Troy. Oh, no. We're not into the Christmas season yet. Not until we top this tree. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, are you going to stay tuned to see that topped?
Yes.
So don't wish anybody Merry Christmas until we top this tree, okay?
Okay.
The feds will be over at your house snatching that Social Security away.
So, yeah.
Well, what do you think the bulb is? We're gonna unveil it, Troy. Do you think it's a fruitcake? Do you think it's I don't know what else it would be. I'm trying to think of something I've talked about in the last 15 months.
Maybe a nice-sized snowflake.
There you go. There's a guess. A snowflake. Well, Troy, it's good to talk with you. Keep watching out there.
Thank you. And, hey, Scott.
Yes.
And Mike. Actually, all three of you, thank you for letting me come on. And I'm very excited to be able to watch on on here, too. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Troy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, there we go. Snowflake is a guess. And remember, if the phone lines are ringing busy, just means somebody's trying to deafen me in the studio by turning up this volume over here.
It's not.
Day two of that, 740-383-9944. That's, I'm the only one with the headphones on. It goes right in my... Oh, that hurts. 740-38. Then you did it again. But let's get that just
but,
right.
But it took me longer to get there, so I think I have some resistance.
Oh, okay. 740-383-9944. What is the Christmas ornament that we're going to debut here momentarily? We've also got the fruitcake song coming up here. That's going to be a humdinger. I don't think we've played that yet this season. You know, Sarah, our bus driver friend, said this stuff is good. This is horrible.
Do you have more?
Yeah, you want this?
No, I'm good.
I can't drink this.
It's delicious.
What, do you want a cup? You afraid I got cooties or something?
I just got a text here from my buddy Eric, who does not know what's in the box.
He's listening.
He's listening.
Now, did he get through that screeching? Because I bet we lost all the listeners when that screeching happened.
Oh, well, he might think that's his old boss talking to him.
I know. There you go.
But he was guessing that it's something to do with a Christmas story. And he's wrong.
Oh, that's a good guess. We did talk about that recently.
Yes.
Not for how is it the head of Geraldo?
I don't think you're allowed to guess.
Or Donahue? Is it the head of Donahue?
Donahue. No, we like Donahue. Geraldo, yep. Maybe.
Maybe the head of. Yeah. What's your guess, Mike?
I'm not even going to try to guess because I don't have a clue.
Well, it's coming.
He gave me a clue.
We have to top the tree first.
Oh,
we
have a clue?
Ornament on.
You have to work your way up, or about it. Which comes first, the tree topper or the ornament?
We've got three hours, so we need to top the tree.
Well, then we need at least 2 hours worth of guessing.
1 hour we need to put the ornament on, and then 1 hour we need to taste the fruitcake pizza. So which one are we going to do this hour? What's going to be the layout here? See, this gives you a little behind-the-scenes action into what goes in the radio world. This is what would happen normally before we went on the air, but since we're not professionals, this will be how you do it. We're just going to discuss it right now. So what will we do in hour number one?
That's already over, isn't it? This is hour number two, isn't it?
Well, this is hour number two.
All right.
Of the 3 hours we have
left.
We're
building. That was just kind of like a rehearsal.
That was the rehearsal hour.
All right.
If you missed that. So 1 hour we're going to... The three answers here are top the tree, put the ornament on the tree, and number three is try the pizza. So what should we do in this hour?
Probably better to save that one for last anyway, in case...
Try the pizza?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, just in case 911 gets involved.
So we need to top the tree this hour. Well, I'm nervous now, because what if the thing's broken? We're going to have to fix it during the break before we can put the ornament on.
Good point.
So yeah, we probably will start with the tree topper, in case there's some problem.
Technical difficulty
with that. And again, the phone lines are 740-383, open 740-383-9944. Oh, fruitcake toss. I wanted to talk about the fruitcake toss.
Oh.
Yes. Coming up on Thursday night, December the 15th at 7 p.m., so far, people in this, Fruitcake Lily, Sarah, Judy Cressup, Glenn Coble, Angie, Buckeye Guy, Pastor Whitaker, Ralph Thacker, Don O'Bauer, myself, Brandon, Sean, Terry, Linda, Adam, George Kasotis, Judge Edwards, Mayor Schertzer, Bob Smith, James Anderson, Dr. Davis, Mike McGinnis, Bob Welsh, Abby Chase, Lieutenant Brown, Sheriff Bales, Fire Chief Chuck Dean, Mayor Kellogg, Ed Pickett, Ted Jolliffe, Mr. Neal, Jacob Barnhart, Jeannie Evers, Jackie Welsh, and a new entrant this morning, Bob.
A new entrant. My niece is very excited about doing this. Mariah Rudolph.
Mariah Rudolph.
From Hilliard, Ohio.
So that brings us to 36.
36.
People in the fruit. Mike, you're not in this.
Well, he has to catch him.
That's right.
I don't even know the date. I wasn't invited.
In your mouth. You have to catch him in your mouth.
Oh, wow.
I just said the date.
You
December
did?
15th at 7 p.m.
December 15th. At 7 p.m.
That's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
Are you in or what?
December 15th. Yes.
Like you have a big social schedule. What are you trying to go over in your head there?
Well, I got a lot of stuff going on in Morrow County that I
need
to be.
You have to be nominated.
Huh?
Are you listening to the show?
I hereby nominate.
Oh, there's a show going on? There's a show going on?
Mike was just nominated. All right. Now it's official. Mike Wilson, number 37.
Yay! That'll bring the crowds.
Now,
Yeah, we'll probably clear out the crowds now.
Troy will come see me.
Well, now, by the way, anybody can be nominated to be in this thing. All you got to do is call in and nominate somebody. You can't nominate yourself, though. 740-38... Well, you kind of can, but the rules committee will
look at it. That's kind of tacky, yeah.
740-383-9944. Yeah, toss in fruitcakes. We don't want to be tacky.
Right.
Heaven forbid. We don't want to slide to the tacky side. As Mike checks his diabetes over here.
Oh, it didn't go up by much. Only at 193. What was it?
Well, your arteries are probably clogging from that fruitcake Mountain Dew.
There you go. One more advertisement there. Fruitquake Mountain Dew will not kill you.
Yet is the correct answer.
Oh, there's a phone.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just heard my name brought up by Mike. You know what, Mike? I'll second the nomination for you.
Oh, so Mike's second. Yeah.
There we go.
All right. Anybody else you want to nominate, Troy? Anybody else in town you got?
How about Jeff Roof?
Well, there you go. Somebody will have to pull him out of bed and shake him up and dust him off, but we'll see what happens. Jeff Roof, we'll have to send a message to him.
Okay, yeah.
Well, do you still see Jeff very often, Troy?
Yes.
Well, you tell him. He needs to be here December 15th at 7 p.m. to toss the fruitcake. You've nominated him.
Okay.
Do you have a phone number?
Yes, I do.
Call him right now and tell him.
I might be asleep still right now.
Oh, who cares? Wake him up. Tell him it's Christmas. Wake up. Thanks, Troy.
Thank you.
All right. Well, there you go. I gave him permission.
Yes, you did.
Well, Jeff doesn't need to be in bed at 10:30 in the morning.
No.
Now we're up to 37 people.
37. All right.
Big numbers here. 740-383-9944. Based on healing, Mary Ellen Withrow will be the official judge that night. Oh, Bob, tell what else is going on that night.
Also that night is the big event, the presentation of the Upper Class Society plaques to this year's three inductees, George Hussotis, Mary Ellen Withrow, and Buckeye Guy.
Now, do I get anything this year since I was the first inductee?
Yes, you should have received it already. It was a case of Fruitquake Mountain
Dew. Oh, boy. That's what I wanted. I told Santa that's what I wanted. It was delicious. All right. Well, we'll go back to the phones here. Let's see who's out there in listener land. Go ahead, caller.
I had to call one more time. I had one more idea.
All right.
How about Scott Shaver?
Well, you can try.
Let him try.
Okay, I sure will.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I don't know if that will happen, but whatever. You can nominate whoever you like. Now, Jeff has been here, so I can see that happening. Now, do you want to nominate anybody, Mike? You've been nominated. Do you want to nominate anybody?
Do you want to get revenge or anything? Or?
I know. I don't know of anybody.
What about your little buddy who you do your podcast with?
Oh,
Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan?
What's his name?
Joey Powell.
Okay, Joey Powell. You want to invite Joey Powell on here?
We can give it a try. I don't know if it'll happen, but we could try it.
What's he got to do?
Well, he's got a theater to run and...
Oh, jeez. We'll put him down. You going to text him?
I'll talk to him a little bit later. We'll see what happens.
What is this, like a covert thing? Joey Powell. And okay, that's 38. And if you would like to nominate somebody, please feel free, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
I'll nominate Donald Trump.
Oh, we're going to bring him in here?
I don't have a server.
Listen, we've got too many important documents. We cannot let people in. We don't want the Secret Service here.
Okay, I do have a nomination.
Go ahead.
Troy.
Oh, well, the excitement's heavy now. All right, that's 38.
And I'm sure he'll be here.
Oh, I have no doubt in my mind. 39. Sweet. You and he can hang out that night.
Yes.
That'll be nice. I have a lot of duties that night. I really can't talk to people, but you can.
Well, it's a big event hosting such a...
Oh, my gosh, I'm exhausted. I have to take to bed for 3 days after the event.
It might be on the 6 o'clock news the next night or 11 o'clock news that night.
I'm trying to think of who
getting hit in the street there. That'd make the news.
Who are the other Marian folk who we have not got in this thing? Marian Nishes.
Nishes. Bob Nunley.
Yeah, I think he's down ill.
Okay.
Who else would there be? That's sad. We don't have a list of these people. I don't know who it would be at this point. Well, if anybody thinks of anybody, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944, and we are going to top this tree. Well, we got 40 minutes here. Now, I'm nervous, because what if this thing broke?
Maybe we should invite somebody to come dressed as the groundhog.
Oh, that would be nice. If I don't know if...
You know, get out a little early there and come in the groundhog suit and...
Santa Claus?
Santa Claus?
Santa
might
be trying
there.
To think of anybody. Who are the big wigs in this town? Who are the movers and the shakers? We already got the mayor in this.
Buckeye Chuck. We need...
Go ahead, caller.
I thought about nominating Jim Ginnall.
Well, you'll have to call him. Do you have his phone number?
Actually, he's on Facebook with me.
Well, go get, if he's available on the 15th at 7, go ahead.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
And he can tell us what the weather's going to be like that night.
Right. You know, Jim's health is not in the best shape, but I bet he can log a fruitcake.
Cloudy with a chance of fruitcakes.
All right, 740-383-9944 if you'd like to nominate somebody for the fruitcake.
What do you have against fruitcake? I love fruitcake.
They taste horrible.
I got to order my Claxton here soon.
They taste horrible. They taste like wax lips.
I used to eat those, too.
Wax lips. Well, there you go.
See?
Now we know what's wrong with you. 740-383-9944. Now, should we play the fruitcake song before we put the tree topper on?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay, let's listen to the fruitcake song and see what happens here. Now, Sarah, are you out there? Because Sarah missed the Phyllis Diller turkey thing the other day. Then we had to replay it for her. And heaven knows we don't want that happening again. The fruitcake song. Oh, my. Here it is. Let's see here. Whoa, wait a second. For the first time this season on WGH, written and performed by the late Paul Savage, who did a show on this station many years, here is the WGH fruitcake song. Boy, this will really get you in the holiday spirit if nothing will.
Fruitcake. It's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums. The fruitcake's passing through. Oh, yum. What great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue.
You know, it's a tremendous thing. I was thinking there during that, I just wrote a little lyric about fruitcake. I did during
really?
The, right there, right off the top of my head.
Well, let me hear.
Okay, it goes, holiday food is great. You won't want to be late. Some like fruitcake, but once you get it in your mouth, you realize you've made a mistake.
You can tell it's Christmas by the eggnog and the tree. And you can tell it's Christmas by the chilly winter breeze. You can tell it's Christmas by the things that make you sneeze. And you can tell it's Christmas by the fruitcake in your teeth.
See, that's the same question. We've talked about oranges and apples and fruit for Christmas.
Not fruitcake.
We've got to get past that, you know?
She had it right. She said it tastes like anise.
Yeah.
Soap.
Yeah.
See, everybody,
oh,
it's not just me.
Anise is my favorite ingredient.
Isn't that a candy?
It could be a licorice, an ingredient in licorice. And you can buy, there's an anise-flavored plant that you find in the produce.
And you can wash your hair with it.
Well, you could if you wanted to.
Tastes like soap.
Yeah.
Would it come out green? That's what I...
Fruitcake. It's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums. The fruitcake's passing through. Oh, yum. What great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue. There's music in the air. Again, folks are smiling. Laughter everywhere, in places snow's piling. There's fires crackling too, and parties now to handle. I even think I saw a fruitcake on my mantle. Fruitcake, it's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums, the fruitcake's passing through. Ho-hum, what great fun. like eating sawdust made with super glue.
Yes.
Now, the first one is this horrible thing.
Oh, Gary!
This horrible.
Yes, I already ate one of those. So.
Oh, my goodness. It's a fruitcake, folks.
Yeah, that's
Charlie Evers likes these things.
That's the best. The Claxton, isn't it?
It is the Claxton.
Yeah.
I like them, too.
Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
You guys can eat this up all afternoon.
These young kids.
I cannot stand this.
Young that's, kids don't know what's good.
Is that the one that tastes like soap to you?
Yes, this is the soap one. I can't eat these things.
Well, that's strange.
I'm going to try it again today, but...
They're good.
I'm going to walk this over when Paul gets into his first song here. But I figured, because I don't want you to choke, we also have...
Oh, eggnog. That's, yes.
So we have got a Christmas celebration going on
Am
here
I
today.
Am I ready or what?
Yeah. He's ready. Paul's ready. He's got the knife to cut the fruitcake. So we're going to have some Christmas cheer, even though as Charlie and I have already discussed, it doesn't feel like Christmas.
Yeah. Now, do you like eggnog?
Eggnog I can do.
It seems for a day there isn't so much anger, and if you look to find, might find a little manger. It really is a blessing for all those who partake. But tell me, who's the wise guy that got me this fruitcake? Fruitcake, it's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums, the fruitcake's passing through. Oh, what great fun, like eating sawdust made with super glue. Like eating sawdust made with super glue.
Yeah, well, everybody loves a fruitcake. I'm just going to start wrapping those up.
You might as well, sure.
I think I'm going to build a bomb shelter out of those.
You could.
I'd be safe.
You have a quantity of fruitcake?
If somebody gave them to me, I would have a quantity because I would not eat them.
I see.
I think the same one gets passed around every year. I don't think there's more than one fruitcake in the world.
When I was younger, us younger people used to say, hey, look there goes a fruitcake.
That's a different meaning.
Oh, that was a different... Oh, okay.
That wasn't at Christmas time, was it? And there it is, the debut this season of the Fruitcake Song. Well, Sarah, did you hear it? 740-383-9944. Well, this will be like American Idol. What do you make of the Fruitcake Song? Mike, what do you make?
I think it was making fun of a very delectable dish.
Delectable? Is that the right word?
Delectable. Delicious, okay. Delectable, yeah.
Well, no, we weren't making fun.
Yes, you were.
No.
Talking about using it for other things other than eating it.
It's like eating sawdust made with super glue. So what do you make of it?
I thought it was very well written. And
drop those little live bits in there that were from a live show.
Yeah. I felt like singing Hey Naughty Naughty in the background.
You know, did it get you in the spirit, Bob?
It did.
Is it going to be on your house, on your turntable, just playing all Christmas long?
Yeah. Drive the kids crazy. Hey Naughty Naughty, get out the fruitcake.
Oh, boy, that's a classic. If anybody else has anything to say about the fruitcake song, I get the impression Sarah did not hear it, and we're not going to play it again this morning, so I feel bad. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have any thoughts on that old Christmas classic, older than the Christmas song and anything Irving Berlin ever did. You didn't know that, Mike?
Yeah,
that song was written pre-World War II. That was, like 1910 that song was written by the late Paul Savage. 740-383-9944. Well, now comes the moment of truth. We're going to get out the... topper. Gosh, I've got a bad... Mike put me in a bad... When he said that, it sounded like things were rolling in there. I didn't hear that.
Well, let's find out.
Well, we're going to...
There we go.
Yeah, there we
Hold
go.
On, let me see here. No, I think that's just the crust.
Well, let's open it and find out.
Well, here we go. Now, I'm going to... Just so you know, I didn't break it.
It was not packed with any paper or anything. So
no, it's in a pizza box.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Indestructible.
God. No, I don't think it's broken. No,
oh, it looks pretty good.
Got the collar in there still. All
right. I believe it's a little... What? WNG. I don't know.
Would not go.
Well, Bob, what do you think?
It looks like
this is your creation.
Show that to the viewing audience out there. The WGH tree topper.
I think a mouse has been in there, however.
Oh, yeah, definitely some mouse.
No!
Droppings.
You stop. That's horrible. Oh, gosh. Well, get in there and lick them up, Mike. What do you got?
The arm is missing from the second W there, and the H is totally gone. So we can glue it back.
Well, what was that? What was it made out of?
Well, the lettering is done with really thin rolled pizza crust, and so it's all crust.
I can't believe a mouse ate our star.
The H is pretty much gone. so the mouse got the H out of here.
My goodness.
I think it tasted and then took off because
the mouse wanted to take the H out of Christmas.
Do you got a green Sharpie anywhere?
I don't know if I have a green Sharpie.
Green Sharpie.
I have a silver Sharpie.
Or some glue. We could glue on the W, and then the H is gone. The H is... There
you go. Oh, my word. Well, there's the W.
The mouse.
Where
was this stored at?
This was in a.
It
was
in the place or here?
No, it was here. It was here, and it was in a box. I didn't see any hole in the box.
Well, it's been chewing right here. Look here.
Is there a hole?
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
There's no hole in that box. How'd it get into the pizza box?
Maybe you packed it. But there's the dog collar.
Yeah, still there.
So what do we do now? Yeah. We have to delay the holiday season?
We can remedy this here. But it looks like the mouse did some nibbling around the edges there.
Boy, it was tasty.
I forgot about this. I did have a couple wooden skewers there to help give it the heart shape. And the mouse has nibbled away and revealed those.
Oh, I didn't know it was going to be a tragedy like this. Golly!
Well, now, if a mouse will eat this, think it will lose the fruitcake if you leave that sitting out over there.
Oh, the mouse wouldn't touch the fruitcake. Wouldn't even get close to it.
But,
mouse would be dead. You'd find a dead mouse in there is what you'd find.
I have a silver Sharpie here.
Silver Sharpie?
Does this help?
That'll give it some glitter.
Well, what? Do you need some duct tape?
The silver's not going to show up very well.
Well, what about duct tape? Can you make something out of...
colored duct tape? I could.
I have pink duct tape.
Here you go. The duct tape might work better. Now Bob's going to have to repair the star. Well, the holidays aren't going to happen this year, folks. It's over.
Now, do you have a scissors or a pair of scissors?
I don't think I do have a scissor.
Oh, my goodness.
You got a jackknife over there or anything? You can just cut it up? Mike, help him tear the duct tape. Don't sit there like a bump on a pickle. We're trying to get Christmas in here.
You got a knife or anything? See, this is why you need a...
Do you have any weapons, Mike?
I don't.
You need a scout with a knife.
Why do you need scissors in a radio studio? That would...
Well, because you're such a cut-up.
Yeah, or if you got a long show, you have to cut it short.
Oh, no, we never cut them short here. We run long.
Yes, you do.
Got a deep crack in it there.
Oh, I'm so sad. The Christmas season isn't going to happen. We're going to take the tree down, Mike. Take the tree down.
Oh, no.
It's over.
It's going to happen.
This is
part of the history.
I think we're in deep trouble now. I feel bad. I feel we're in deep trouble.
You're still looking for the scissors, aren't you?
Well, I have an idea, but I kind of...
Oh, Bob.
I kind of...
Save Christmas.
I kind of saved it for the fruitcake pizza.
Uh-oh. What do you got?
A pizza cutter.
Oh, a pizza cutter.
That's a sum of pizza.
You never travel without a good pizza cutter.
Oh, that'll cut the duct tape. Now, you got to understand what's going on here, folks. We've got a pizza star that's going to go on top of our Christmas tree, and we're making letters out of duct tape, cutting it with a pizza cutter. Now, if that has never been done on radio before, I'll eat that star.
Well, you heard it here first, people.
My Lord in heaven. I mean, I just feel down now, Mike. The holidays are over. No presents, nothing.
No.
Take the trees down. We're all
done.
Can't
dampen our spirits just because of a broken star.
It broke your heart.
All right.
Jeez, Louise.
We're going to make a new H for WWG.
Oh, my God.
Not with this pizza cutter. Oh, wait. It's working.
It worked. Well, what's the next holiday, Mike? What else you got? Want to talk about New Year's?
Oh, let's go to...
Got any New Year's resolutions coming up?
Not yet.
Yeah.
I would just want to skip over this holiday now.
No.
Bob cutting this duct tape with... Eric, where are you? You should be here cutting this duct tape.
They sent me a street cheer on.
Oh, here we go. But I tell you, Mike, when you taste that fruitcake pizza, you'll really taste that duct tape later on.
You know, we might even wash it before
we might do that, maybe. If he's lucky. You ought to see Mike. He's crying. The holidays aren't coming this year.
Or worse yet, he's crying because they are.
Yeah. One of those. Okay, here we go.
Will it stick?
Well,
actually, this might help hold it together even better.
This is a multicolored tree!
Exclamation point!
I think you need to go around looking for a fat mouse here.
Golly!
You know, I don't want to get in trouble with the health department or anything, but
do you think that a mouse that ate that shellac is still alive?
Yeah, he took a real shellacking.
He did. He's dead mouse.
You're hoping he might be super mouse now.
Well, the fun is going to continue later on here this morning. We've got the ornament. I hope Mouse hasn't got to that. And the fruitcake pizza. Ooh.
Yeah.
Bet so.
Swish it down with some of that Mountain Dew.
Oh, let people know what your sugar count is.
Oh, let's take a look. See where it went.
This is medical, importance here as well.
Well, is it 240 right now?
240? It's jumped 50 points in the last... Are you nervous because of this pizza? Pizza topping?
It went from 216 to 240.
God almighty. So. Well, Mike will be in a coma by the end of the show this morning.
Oh, we got new H. Yeah,
the H is all beautiful.
There you go.
What about the... What are we now? WNGH? WNGH. Broadcasting live here for your listening pleasure. WNGH.
No. Did Sally Flowers ever have this trouble?
Oh, no, Sally Flowers had a real crew. Hello to Brand... Hello...
I think we've been insulted.
Sally would have never had this happen at her ranch down on Route 37. Hi to Brantley and Austin, who are out there listening. Hi, Brantley. Hi, Austin. Say hello to Austin and Brantley, Mike.
Hi, Austin. Hi, Brantley.
Bob, say hello. I know you're busy.
Hello.
God almighty.
You know,
Sally Flowers would have whipped you guys into shape already.
WWGH.
Is that what that is?
That's what that is.
God, that's the ugliest thing I've ever... Mike, take a picture of that.
Santa will take pity on you.
You know, I
gave you extra gifts.
I give you credit, Bob. That okay. Looks halfway decent, and boy, there wasn't a lot to work with this morning.
Yeah, 49% maybe.
All right.
Take a picture. Wow. Is that your diabetes going off over there? Oh, God. Yeah.
It went to 911 automatically.
He's up over 300.
I got to get that up closer here.
What are you, short-sighted?
Okay, no.
I want to see the picture, because Mike takes horrible pictures. I get these blurry things later on. I can't see a darn thing.
Now my eyes are blurry.
Golly.
Well, Scott, I'm going to send those over.
Well, don't top it yet. Listen, folks, the holiday season has not started yet. Don't worry.
Scott Spears.
We're going to a break here, and then we're going to come back and do this.
And this just goes to prove the old adage, never go anywhere without duct tape.
Yeah, never.
Check out your picture.
I'm trying, Mike. Give me a moment. Golly.
Good picture, Bob.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Let's see here.
Okay. Have cut it, we'll travel.
Okay, where we got? What do we got here? Oh, this is...
Yeah, that's a good picture. Now, we're not going to try. We're running out of time, so we're going to top this tree next. Get ready, folks. Get your gingerbread out. Get your presents, because we're going to start the holiday season. When we come back here, don't go anywhere.
107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. Your place for holiday fun. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor Ed Asner singing the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make